National Party leader Judith Collins says her party would end lockdowns when vaccinations reached between 85 and 90% of the eligible population, or on December the 1st, whichever comes first. Now, currently 67% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated, and Judith Collins is with us now. Kia ora.
Oh, good morning, Susie.
Why have you set this target?
Well, it's a target that we set about 3 weeks ago when we released our COVID plan. And the target that we didn't actually state then was the 1st of December. We need to get on. We've got now around close to 85% of people have had at least one vaccination after a big effort to get people vaccinated. There's another 6 weeks to go. There's no reason why everyone can't get the rest who are going to get vaccinated this time vaccinated. We think it's a doable target, and we've just got to get on with it.
You say in the press release that it is 85 to 90%. There is a bit of a gap between those two things for a start, but that it will be along with District Health Board and age-based milestones. What does that mean?
The milestones are, we're saying that it's not okay if we have District Health Boards who actually aren't anywhere near that. So we're saying that all of our District Health Boards must have at least 80%. And that is that's the district health milestone. That's also in our plan that we put out 3 weeks ago. So 85, 90, well, look, we could say 90 exactly. Obviously, that
Or you're sort of saying, well, 85, 90, which is there's thousands and thousands of people in between that.
Well, the thing is, Susie, is that we've had 85,000 medical procedures, interventions, appointments missed in the first 6 weeks of this lockdown. It's 85,000 people who have missed out on getting a first specialist assessment or actually getting to find out that they've got cancer. It is simply, this is not an end-sum game. Whatever we do with COVID, whatever the resources that goes into it, whatever everyone is dealing with in lockdowns, someone is paying, and those are people who need their operations now.
Let's talk about some of those DHBs. Taranaki, for example, say that it will be next year before it hits 90%. So would you say, doesn't matter, you're opening on December the 1st anyway?
Well, they can get to 80% or else they're the ones pulling everyone down, and everyone will have to get in there and put some huge effort in. We have enormous...
But what is that practically speaking, though, what would that mean? Would you open region by region? Would somewhere like Taranaki remain kind of walled off, if you like, because their vaccination rate was lower? How would it actually work?
That is not optimal. The point is that Taranaki has to get it up, otherwise we're going to end up with... everyone else opened up and Taranaki opened up and they...
But would you say...
All off Taranaki.
Well, doesn't matter, we open anyway. December the 1st, that's the line in the sand. If you're not there by December the 1st, you've got to do it.
Yep. You've just got to do it.
And you'd do that even though for many regions, including places like Taranaki, Māori vaccination rates are incredibly, significantly lower than the population as a whole. For example... It's 45% currently have had two doses. So what do you think this would do to the Māori population?
So you might want to ask the government who have, what do I think it's 17 Māori MPs who have an associate minister.
You've put your plan out, Ms Collins. I'm asking you. Would you open on December the 1st, irrespective?
Yes. And the reason is the government needs to also put in place ICU units. They need to put in place the rapid antigen testing, saliva testing. They need to step up the vaccination in these vulnerable communities, and they've got to secure the effective therapeutic treatments. They've got 6 weeks to do it on our plan. So when you're talking about these vulnerable communities and Māori in particular, I'm saying to you very clearly that Māori are also missing out on their assessments for things like cancer, heart disease and everything else. And we do not believe that we should have Māori being targeted in terms of being blamed for the lockdown continuing.
But what do you think would happen to Māori if you opened up and the vaccination rates are low?
Well, I know what's going to happen to Māori if they can't get their cancer treatments. It is simply
I'm not asking
not
you about that, though. You're the one who's proposing this December the 1st for an opening up, irrespective. I'm asking you what you think would happen to the Māori population with COVID-19 Delta on these rates.
I think the Māori population will want to get itself vaccinated, and we've already seen an uptake with some of the efforts that have been had recently. In February this year, Dr. Shane Reti wrote to the Minister of Health and said, you've got to get out to the Māori health providers and get them to do the vaccinations. And he basically got blown off because of that. Now, Dr. Shane Reti is out doing exactly that. He's coming back to Parliament today, but he's been doing exactly that. That's what the government should be doing, getting out in the cars with the doctors and the nurses and pharmacists and getting people vaccinated.
But so irrespective of any vulnerable community, if for whatever reason, and it could be economic as much as it could be anything else, if any vulnerable community is not able to protect itself, open and be damned.
Well, they are able. It's about getting vaccinations. We're not talking about children. We're talking about adults. And if the government really, really wants to sort this, they've got 6 weeks to get it sorted. Get themselves out there and get those vaccinations in. But we think about the vulnerable people right now who are going through watching their livelihoods be destroyed. They don't know whether or not they've got cancer because their first specialist assessment has been cancelled. Think about those too.
What about children?
Brother-in-law.
So what about schools?
I know what happens. People don't get treated.
All right, but if I can ask you about children, I don't know whether you heard Chris Hipkins just before you saying that the situation with children at primary schools in particular keeps him awake at night because, of course, they cannot at this stage be vaccinated. So you would say open on December the 1st, all the primary school children who cannot be vaccinated go back, and it gives it a 2-week run before schools then close on about the 15th of December. And what do you think happens with COVID by Christmas time then?
Well, I know this, Susie, is that we've got kids who have missed out on almost half a year's education, and then they had the lockdowns last year. So I also know that we support the government on its mandate around teachers, because we think that is the right thing to do, because teachers can be vaccinated. The thing is that we don't live in a perfect world, and we need to do everything we can to deal with COVID.
But you're talking about people who cannot be vaccinated here.
No, but the parents and the teachers can be, and they need to take responsibility. And that's why we support the mandate, because children can't be at the moment because they have not been approved, the under-12s, for the Pfizer vaccine yet. I'm sure that is coming, but ultimately we need to be able to get on with our lives. And that's why those therapeutic drugs that the government has now started talking about, we put it in our plan. We need to get those in place. We need to have the ICU units going, and we need to be able to get back to some form of normality.
Judith Collins, thank you very much for your time on Morning Report today.